Jesus said in Matthew 22, to love the Lord thy God with all your heart, soul, mind. In the book of Mark, adds strength. Are you loving God with all of your heart, soul, mind, and strength today? What does that mean? You can't just love God like you love pizza. You can't love God like you'll love your 401k. You can't love God like you love your idolatrous pet dog. How do you love God? You love God by obeying Him, losing your life to come and follow Him in spirit, in truth, in righteousness, stripping down and leaving every false way. The reason we travel and preach for free, we don't take anybody's money. We work and support ourselves. We want our neighbors to know that there's a judgment day coming. Wrath is coming to America, not God bless America. God's wrath is coming to America and the world. And most everyone's going to be sent away into weeping and gnashing of teeth. There's not going to be a party in hell. There's not going to be a whole bunch of people more outnumbered than you think in the kingdom of God in heaven. Few will make it. Jesus said many will try, but few will make it. Why? Because they love their flesh. They love the things of the world. They want to follow their false church systems. They're all false. The word of God is the truth. And unless you're walking in the truth of the word of God, you have no hope. So test yourself. Open the Holy Scriptures. Come out of the world and seek Jesus Christ while there's time, neighbor. Love you. Repent. Let us know how we can help you into faith. Brother, if you want to stand there, we might stand here. We can move all over the place. Didn't it work?
Nope, I didn't have it on there. Oh, well.
You didn't have that video on?
Nope.
I got one when we first walked through. You did. Test yourself to the word of God, loving our neighbors today, reminding you that there's going to be a judgment day coming and that just believing is not going to save anyone. Going to church is not going to save you. The churches are lying to you, whether it's the Roman Catholic or whatever that is, whether it's evangelicalism, Islam, New Age, these are all lies outside of the truth. Who is the truth? The truth is Jesus Christ, God in the flesh, Emmanuel, God with us, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. So if you're following some pope, you're following some pastor system, you're following a denomination, Baptist, Lutheran, Methodist, Church of Christ, name them. They're all made of man. But what's made of the eternal word of God? Genesis to Revelation. Who's the epitome of that? Jesus Christ in the flesh. And Jesus warred against the religious people of his day, and we should war against it today. Spiritual war, not physical war. We're not violent people. We war against it in the spirit. How do we do that? Preach the word, preach the truth, call them out of their sin, tell them to repent and seek the kingdom of God. Change your mind, change your ways. Be cleansed by the blood of Jesus Christ, and you could be made new. But if you live like the world and you follow the church systems, the wrath of God is upon you. Jesus said few are going to enter the kingdom. And foolish is the man who gains the whole world, like Elon Musk, but loses his soul. You've got to repent and turn and seek the kingdom of God and come out of the broad way. This is the broad road to destruction. The culture is the broad road to destruction. Turn and seek the narrow way, the gate, Jesus Christ, Master and Messiah. Test yourself, neighbors. Seek after the kingdom of God. What are you spending your life on? What are you spending your time on? If you didn't wake up today to serve and love God and obey God, you're an idolater. No one will inherit the kingdom of God as an idolater. 1 Corinthians tells us that. Revelation tells us that. What's an idolater? You don't have to worship a little stone monument to be an idolater like the Israelites. If your life is more important to you than God, you're an idolater. If the time you spend takes you away from God's word and truth into all the world and false religion and your own ways, you're an idolater. We don't want you to be an idolater. I know idolatry well. Why? I used to be an idolater. I was the worst of the worst idolater. But you can turn and come out of that. You can repent of idolatry ways. You can seek the kingdom of God in spirit and truth. You can lose this life for the Master, for the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, for the only one who's ever come back from the grave. Confucius is in the grave. Muhammad is in the grave. All of the great masters of the old are in the grave, but Christ, the grave is empty. The resurrection took place with Jesus. There's going to be a resurrection one day. And the just and the unjust are going to be resurrected. The just go on to eternal life. The unjust will be sent away into weeping and gnashing of teeth. Who are the unjust? Anyone that lives outside the gospel of Jesus Christ. Anyone who's not following him in spirit and truth. Anyone who's not losing their life to become a saint of God. See, you're not born a saint of God in your flesh. You're not born into it like you're a Christian in some Christian family. No. No, saints are not born in the flesh. They're born in the spirit. You must be born again by the Spirit of God. So the big question to our neighbors, have you been born again? And many Americans say yes, but they have the fruit of the world and false church. That means you're not truly born again. That means you're born of the wrong things. That means you're born of what are you born of? You have to be born of water and of the Spirit. What does that mean? Well, water baptism matters. It's part of your obedience. But if you're born of the Spirit, you don't want the world anymore. There's your fruit test, neighbor. If you love the things of the world, if you love the entertainment and the trinkets and the gluttony of America and the king's dainties and living for the pleasure of your flesh, if you love all of that, it's the fruit that you're not born of God. But if you love righteousness, goodness, truth, mercy, holiness, if you love these things and you live them, there's the big key, love them and live them. You can't live them and not love them. You can't love them and not live them. It goes together. You got to love the things of God and live it. Otherwise, you just become a lip service Christian that's never going to inherit the kingdom of God. You might serve a false Jesus, but you're not going to inherit the kingdom of God. So test yourself, neighbors. Does the Jesus you follow allow you to be worldly? Does the Jesus you follow allow you to live in sin and pride and vanity? Does the Jesus you follow keep pagan holidays? Does the Jesus you follow have you living a life that is pleasing to your flesh and to the culture and the world? Because the biblical Savior calls you out of the world. The biblical Savior says, come follow me, lose your life, the world will hate you. You'll lose family, friends, career, neighbors. That's what the biblical Savior is going to call you to do. But the false Jesus that we'll talk about in a minute is all over the culture and the world. False Jesus, false gospels, false spirit. Paul warned about that in 2 Corinthians 11:4. And Satan is smart. He's gone into the religion business. Satan has gone into the business of religion to deceive you. Roman Catholic, Lutheran, Baptist. Everybody's making up their own flavor. How can there be 40,000 different denominations How can there be 40,000 different denominations, but yet one God, one word, one spirit, one savior, one body? How can that be? And that's because Satan has come in and created all of these false religions. And he does it to titillate your flesh. He does it so that your pride and your ego is lifted up. He does it so that you can continue to live in your sin. But the biblical Savior never saved anyone in sin. The biblical Savior always calls you out of sin and worldliness. So if you live in sin and worldliness, you're not following the biblical Savior. And you're going to be judged and sent away on Judgment Day. But Jesus said, I come into the world to seek and save the lost. Well, if you're living like the world, you're lost, and you're going to be judged by God unless you turn and leave the world. Come out of the world. Repent of every false way. Turn from your sin and carnality. And you can find eternal life in Christ and Christ alone. But there is no easy believism. There is no faith alone, grace alone. Raise your hand, say a prayer. No, salvation is a process. Salvation is a process where you walk and follow Christ and are sanctified in obedience and holiness. That's what salvation is. It's not a one-time thing. I believed once. Oh, I've heard that. I was a Baptist for 50 years. I got baptized once. That means nothing. The Baptist faith is not of God. Is your faith alive? Is it active? Is it real? Is it biblical? Is it holy? Is it godly? Is it righteous and set apart? The Bible says, test all things. Have you tested your life to the Scriptures, neighbor? If you would just read the Scriptures, you would see how far you are from the truth of God. If you would read the Scriptures, you'd see that your religious system is deceiving you with many false pagan ways. If you would read the Scriptures, the Holy Spirit would illuminate you and give you truth, and you could repent, and you could be born again, and you could find new eternal life. Well, that's what we're asking from you today. Do you know the glorious Savior who shed his blood? We preached it when we walked through. His shed blood and his resurrection to defeat death. Yes, death was defeated at the cross of Christ. Actually, it was a stake. And he defeated death and he defeated Satan. Satan's a loser. Satan's going to go into the pit of hell and suffer with his minions and with all the false people of the world that reject Jesus. We don't want that for our neighbor, so we travel, we preach, we warn you about this fallen angel. Some people call him Lucifer. That's a Latin word. It's not really a biblical word, Lucifer. It's a Latin word. He is Satan. He's the devil. He's the fallen one. He has absolutely no hope of eternal life. And neither do you unless you repent and seek after Christ. Love you enough to tell you the truth, to stand in the broad road, to get you to test your ways, so that you'll turn and seek him.
Go on a different block. I don't know why we're doing this here, okay? Everyone's just trying to enjoy the day. We have music. Everyone's trying to enjoy music. I appreciate what you're doing, but this is just too much. It really is too much.
Could you do me a favor?
What?
What you're doing here is just too much. It's for my Christian faith, it's too much. Could you guys move?
We have a permit.
Okay.
We have a permit for this, and we've already called the police.
Okay, you have a permit, and so we're standing on public sidewalks outside of your permitted place.
Keep going.
Right, so we'll stand right here.
Why are you being rude and disrespectful?
Oh, we're not being rude and disrespectful. You're not moving. You're not leaving. And I have First Amendment rights right here. I walked through once, but I won't walk through again. We're fine. We're fine.
Well, you'll see the police.
I don't like what you're doing.
You'll see the police.
Good, I'll witness to them, and we're totally legal. The police can't run me off of a public street. So we're just going to preach the gospel. We love you, ma'am. You need the gospel. Repent or you're going to lose your soul. What we find is we find a lot of people that come and defend their worldliness. They defend sin. They defend unrighteousness. But they don't care about the biblical gospel of Jesus Christ. And how do you care about it? You live it. You obey it. You come out of the world. You come out of false religion. You follow Christ, not man-made religion and not the culture. You don't love God in your heart by just a feeling. God's not a pizza. God's not a pet. God's not your favorite sport. You love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength by obeying Him and losing your life, Matthew 10. We've done that. We're no better than you, but we are different. That's why we come and we preach on public streets. Because we're warning you, you're going to lose your soul as you're following worldly ways. Repent and seek the kingdom of God, neighbors, while there's time. Loving you with the truth of Jesus. Don't trample the blood of the Savior. Turn and find eternal life in what Christ has done. He's coming to root out everything else that's not of the Father.